the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the superintendent of the Stafford Township School District is on leave after being arrested for a drunk driving crash in October. Police found George Chidiak's car crashed into a utility pole in Berkeley Township. He was spotted walking a short ways away, telling police he was going for help. They say he was visibly drunk and slurring his words. Chidiak, who makes more than $200,000 a year, asked to be placed on leave. While the legal process plays out, the school board approved his leave this week. A North Jersey man faces 30 years to life for killing his friend.
The Essex County prosecutor said Wednesday that 46-year-old William Whitfield of Newark was found guilty of first-degree murder for the shooting on February 11, 2023. Authorities said that Whitfield shot his friend in the back of the neck after an argument. The victim, 45-year-old Kenny Johnson, was found dead at the Newark apartment complex where he lived. According to his obituary, Johnson was a devoted grandfather. Whitfield's sentencing is scheduled for late January. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The individuals President-elect Donald Trump is nominating for his cabinet have garnered significant attention from New Jersey voters as he rapidly announces new selections. This voter, Shamika, compared Trump's unconventional allies and picks to his old TV show celebrity show of The Apprentice.
You got Dr. Oz. We know him more for TV than when he did surgery. Linda McMahon, WWE. Then you have Elon Musk, X, Twitter, Tesla. You know, it's like more spectacle than it is politicians.
A few of Trump's nominees are known for their television careers, such as Fox News personalities Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense and Sean Duffy for Secretary of Transportation. Patterson firefighters are being credited with saving the life of a choking infant. A frantic mother brought her four-month-old daughter into headquarters Tuesday morning. The baby was choking and turning blue, according to the department Facebook page. Fire Marshal Pedro Cartagena of a certified EMT and CPR instructor was able to clear the baby's airway and get her breathing. Other firefighters checked on the baby, monitored her breathing afterwards. They say she is going to be okay. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:03. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
With all the rain overnight and the leaves around, hopefully your gutters held up well. Never clean your gutters again with Gutter Helmet. Save up to 35% off, plus no payments for 1 year. 888-5-HELMET. Now, we're not quite done with the wet weather yet. Light rain is going to linger throughout today, especially the farther north and east you go. To the south, we might see some peaks of sun. It's going to stay breezy and cool. Temperatures fall through the 40s. Continuing chance of showers tonight, and there could be some snowflakes in northwestern New Jersey, lows in the mid-30s. One final push of rain and snow showers coming tomorrow afternoon and evening. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Rockaway, 45 degrees. It's 46 in Franklin, Beach Haven, 51. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.